This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1687, English Conversation, What to Say When You Need to Get Caught Up. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Life happens and we can't be everywhere all of the time. What can you say in this situation when you want to find out what you missed in a meeting at work or in your social life? Find out today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited to be here. Are we talking about that essential skill of English conversation, right? We have to be able to make a conversation with people around us. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. And some conversations are like big conversations and some conversations. I mean, I think most everything counts as a conversation.
Everything counts as a conversation. Okay. What do you mean by that?
I mean, in a way, I mean, I don't think that like when we think about English conversation, mm-hmm. sometimes we think about just like the deeper stuff. But okay. I think also just like the things like the functions also count as conversation, right? Just like different kinds of conversation.
Yes.
So today we're going to be talking about like a very specific kind of conversation that you need to serve a certain function. So
yes.
Lindsay, I have a question. Have you missed anything recently? Maybe there's been like a meeting or a class or
all the
event,
time.
Something.
Yeah, this happens all the time. You can't be everywhere at every time, right? You can't be present for every single thing. So I would need to know, what can I say when I re-enter that group to find out what I missed? Right, Michelle, is that what we're honing in on today? Yeah,
exactly.
Nice.
This is a very specific conversation skill. So, you know, we have to make the appropriate arrangements to be sure that you can ask someone what you missed, right? I mean, Lindsay, why is this important?
Oh my gosh, because now the conversation is going to change. It's going to advance and people are going to start talking about that missing piece of information that you don't have. So you need that to be relevant in the conversation now. Otherwise, you're going to sound irrelevant. So it's how to be relevant.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. How to be relevant. It also shows, I feel like, that you care about what you missed, right? Like, like that's like the number one thing that you have to do to show you care.
Yeah.
If I just like start missing things and I'm like, eh, it's like it just, you know, it doesn't show that I care to take the time, right?
I agree. So it serves both purposes. It's building relationships and accountability and also staying up to date for the actual information you need, right? To be able to be relevant in those conversations later that are going to come up. Good stuff.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So today, guys, we are going to be sharing with you a 3-step process about how to do that. But before we do that, we want to remind yourself that we have...
That is an interesting construction, Michelle.
We want to remind you you that we have an amazing All Ears English app, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, the app is fantastic. Our team selects the keywords, the words that are going to be those vocab words that are going to make you fluent. So you can tap on words right inside the transcript, choose which ones to put in your personal power list, and then go back and study them every day and add to them with every new episode. Guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/app to get that app. We have it for Android and iOS now, Michelle. We did it.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Okay. So we're going to focus mostly on step number two, but there are three steps.
Okay.
Step number two is kind of the meat of it, right?
Okay. Good.
So, but step one is, you know, acknowledging what happened. I mean, it's the introduction.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I mean, it's pretty direct, Lindsay. What could you say?
Yeah. So, hey or hi, Michelle. Mm-hmm. I missed our team meeting last week. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just presenting kind of in a way you're presenting the problem. The problem is that you missed it. What did you miss? The team meeting. Okay.
Right. And there are different ways to say that you missed something, and we could do a follow-up on, you know, specific for that. But I really wanted to focus on step two today. I mean, just for an example, you could say something like, I wasn't able to attend something, right?
Yes. That sounds a little more formal, right, Michelle?
I wasn't able. That's very formal. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to attend. Or I wasn't able to make something.
Okay,
right?
to make it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, being direct, explaining, acknowledging what happened. Introduction. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
And the second part is really getting into asking what you missed.
Yes.
And if you need, we're going to talk about like how to make this more formal in a second.
Okay.
But what are some things that you can say to ask somebody what you missed?
Okay. So guys, in this part of the episode, you're going to want to break out a piece of paper. If you're if you're using the app, many of these will be highlighted, so you'll be able to save them to your personal power list. But break out a piece of paper and a pencil if not, and write these down. Here's the first one, Michelle. Can you catch me up? This is interesting, right? It's very casual, right? Can you catch me up? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the next one is, can you fill me in?
I love it. Guys, we're getting phrasal verbs here. Okay. So be ready.
That's right.
Don't get confused. Just write them down and remember them as chunks, as entire questions in themselves. So next one, can you brief me? And usually after that would come brief me on, right, Michelle, as the preposition?
Yeah, you could say brief me on, or you could even just say like, oh yeah, I missed something,
can you brief me? I like that one.
Yeah, you could do that. And that's kind of fun sounding. Like, I don't know, I like that one. I don't say that enough, but I should.
I like it. It sounds like you work at the Pentagon or something. It's very fancy. I feel very important. Can you brief me on that? Right? You feel very high level corner office type deal. So I think it sounds professional.
Lindsay, would you say, can you brief me? Or do you think you only say on something? I think you can say,
can you brief me? Independently.
Yeah.
And I think it sounds, like I said, very executive like. It has executive undertones. Yeah. So for our listeners who are in the business world, it's great. Yeah.
Exactly. Or you could say, this is more direct, just what did I miss?
Yes.
So these are good. I mean, Lindsay, to dress these up, we can add a couple words.
Okay.
And then we make the verb an ing. So Lindsay, could you give an example? So what words can we add?
Yeah. So let's go back. Should we go back to catch me up?
Let's go back to catch me up.
We're going to go back now, guys, and show you how to present it in a whole sentence. So here it is. Would you mind catching me up? So when we add would you mind and we make that an ing, what are we doing here, Michelle?
I think we're making it a little bit more polite, a little bit more formal, right? Like, so I might say, can you catch me up to like my friend or my close colleague or something? Mm-hmm. But if I'm maybe if I'm writing it, right, I might say, would you mind catching me up on what I missed or something like that?
Yes, that's an interesting one. And maybe we could do a whole other episode on catch me up, get caught up. These are weird ways to use sometimes a phrasal verb, sometimes not, guys. So stay tuned for another episode on that one in the future. What's next, Michelle?
Can you fill me in? So this one, same idea.
Yeah.
Would you mind filling me in?
And we got to always remember to add that ing, guys, for our listeners. When, you know, you have, would you mind, you need the ing. You have to. We say, because we're saying it here, you have to, guys.
You have to do it.
What else, Michelle? What's the next one? Can you brief me?
Yeah, you could turn that into, Lindsay,
Would you mind briefing me? And again, you can see that ing gets added for the grammar. Sounds polite. Sounds nice to a colleague, right?
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And then with what did I miss? You can still make that sound polite. You can just say, would you mind telling me what I missed?
Right.
That's fine.
We need a special verb there, right? Telling me. Would you mind doing something?
Telling. Right. Right. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. We're going to add telling me.
Yes.
Or you could say, would you mind letting me know what mm-hmm. I missed? Something like that.
Letting me know. Yeah, there's a few things we could put in there. But guys, write these down. Put them in your drawer, at your desk, at your office, so you have them and yes. you're ready. Okay. So important.
And then what's the third step, Lindsay? Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. We got to thank them. You can never say thank you too much, I think, Michelle. Mm-hmm. People like to be thanked. People like to be appreciated and know that you recognize what you've done, what they've done for you. So thank them. Yeah. How do we do it, Michelle?
All right. Thank you so much. Or easy. I appreciate it. Or...
Yeah, easy to do.
Any way you thank somebody, yeah.
So what do you think would actually break the connection here? You know, in this kind of scenario, this setup, Michelle, what could be the, where would it break?
Well, that's a good question. I think if you didn't thank the person, that would mm-hmm. be a big one. Because like, somebody might even get out some notes for you or take the yes. chance to, you know, depending on what it was.
Yeah.
Somebody might put effort into catching you up. That's okay. Somebody might actually put effort into that, right?
Yes.
So you want to thank them. Mm-hmm. Or demanding someone helps you, right? Language that's too direct, like, just like, oh, I need to know what I missed.
Right. That's very intrusive. Michelle, did you, here's a question to flash from the past. In college, did you used to skip classes or not skip? Maybe you missed a class and you would ask friends to catch you up or take notes for you, copy their notes or something. Would you do that in college?
Course.
All the time.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about all the time, but I think anybody misses things, you know, or you have to miss a meeting, you have to miss something, mm-hmm. but it's important to get caught up. So what about you, Lindsay?
Well, yeah, for sure. Once in a while, I had a tennis match or something. To be honest, I went to most of my classes in college. I was kind of a nerd.
I did too. Yeah. Oh yeah, me too.
Michelle,
I'll
you sound
honest.
Like a partier. I was sleeping in from the night before.
No. Oh my gosh. No, I went to most things, but of course people miss things for certain reasons. But yeah. If I was partying the night before, it like consisted of me just like getting takeout super late at night with friends.
Got it. Yeah. So guys, this is useful. I mean, the reason I asked Michelle that, these phrases would also really work for that kind of scenario. If you're a student on a college campus, you're in graduate school mm-hmm. and you miss the lecture, you could go to a classmate and ask for this. I think a lot of these would also work for that scenario. What do you think, Michelle?
For that, for even if it was just like a social lunch.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even if like you went out like with a bunch of girlfriends and like somebody said, oh, like I didn't get to go. Like, can you like, obviously then it's a little less formal. You're not going to say it. Like I wouldn't say to you like, oh, Lindsay, would you mind telling me what I missed at like our dinner at Wendy's? I mean, not
Wendy's.
I don't know. That was the first place that came into my head. But like, I would just say like, oh, what did I miss? Like anything exciting or, you know, it would be, you know, we can even do a follow up on that more, like even more casual, but you can, you know, you want to be caught up on anything. Like you can still show that you are interested.
Yeah, for sure. Michelle, maybe we'll do another one on the social side of this. This is a little bit more mm-hmm. leaning business in my mind.
I think
right?
So
brief
too.
Me
a
is very
business and mm-hmm. class. Yeah.
Yeah. But something on the social side, okay, fill me in on the gossip. We, you know, can you fill me in on what you heard and what we talked about? So we'll come back to that another day.
Okay,
guys.
We're gonna come back to that.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
All right, okay. let's do a role play. So we're not gonna use every single example in all of these, but so we're gonna do two or three.
Here we go.
If you want the easy way to listen to All Ears English, then get access to the transcripts on your phone while you listen. Plus, you can tap words that you want to remember and add them to your power list. Go right now and listen on the app. Go to allearsenglish.com/APP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So in this scenario, Michelle, you and I are classmates and I missed the class. Oh, look at that. It's the perfect scenario. What we talked about earlier, right? Exactly. Hey, Michelle, I missed class yesterday because I had a doctor's appointment. Can you fill me in on what I missed?
Oh, yeah, sure, Lindsay. Oh, I hope everything's okay. I can show you my notes later.
Thank you so much. All right. Good. That sounds pretty standard. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And in this one, I missed a work meeting. We're colleagues.
Okay.
So, all right. So I say, hi, Lindsay. I missed the meeting yesterday, unfortunately. Can you brief me on what I missed?
Sure, Michelle. We went over the records and spoke about new strategies. I took some notes if you want to meet me at my desk later.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah. So this doesn't have to be a drawn out thing. Guys, don't be nervous. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I think that's the key. Right, Michelle?
I think so, too. Well, my question for you is, like, if you are explaining that you missed something, do you have to share your excuse? And the first one you said you had a doctor's appointment. And the second one, I didn't. Do you have to share your excuse?
I definitely don't think you do. I don't think you do. And I think in many cases, people don't want to know the details, right? Especially in the business world. We're busy. They just want to help you and move on. So they don't need to know why you missed it, right? Unless you're close to the person as kind of a friend and colleague. Maybe you had a commentary. I went to the doctor. Yeah. My son is sick, whatever, right? But just keep the details out as much as possible, I would say, Michelle. Do you agree with that? It's kind of a personality thing too.
Yeah, I think sometimes it can be helpful. So like, this is deep. I feel like we could get
deep conversation.
We could really think this through a lot. But I think you have to really just think about whether this information could help you in some way.
Yeah.
Help explain the situation in some way. Let's say you've missed the second thing you've missed.
Yeah. If you keep missing.
If you keep missing things, you might have to justify. You don't want to just the first time say, sorry, I missed it. What did I miss? And then the second time say, oh, sorry, I couldn't be there. What did I miss? Yeah, then it starts to sound like, eh.
That's a good point. So at some point you're going to have to tune people in, catch them up on what's going on in your life. What is this thing that's happening? Maybe a parent is sick or something, right? Yeah. And you have to take them to the hospital on a regular basis. That could be a good excuse. And then they would have more empathy for you. They'd understand why you're not able to be there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do think that it can be helpful sometimes. Lindsay, do we have time for one more? Or no?
Sure. Let's throw it in real quick.
Let's throw
it
in.
Michelle.
All right. This one's a little bit more formal. So here I missed a work conference and I'm asking my coworker, and I don't know this coworker very well. Lindsay, you're the coworker.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, hi, Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay. Sorry. I'm going to start again. Here we go. Hello, Lindsay. I hope you enjoyed the conference.
It was great. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there because I had a family emergency. Would you mind filling me in on some of what I missed?
Oh, sure, Michelle. I'd have to get my notes. I also have some of the information that was passed out at the presentations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a little bit more formal because we don't know each other. It's unfamiliar, right? There's no real warmth between us. It's very neutral, I would say.
Right. Yeah. So here I did give the excuse. I didn't have to, but certainly... Let's make that person empathize with me a little bit. Like, it might be easier to get the information if you share something that's going on, you know?
Sure. So just on a case-by-case basis, guys, whether or not you're going to share more and how well you know the person, what your relationship is, a lot of factors. And our listeners know this in their native language. So, guys, it's the same idea, right? So good. Should we go through any of these, Michelle? Should we go back into any of these role plays? What do you think?
Should we go specifically back?
What do you think?
I guess so.
Do you want to review them or do we need, what do you think?
We can, it's getting on time, but let's just say in the first one, sure, let's do it. Okay. In the first one, you said, hi, that was the introduction. Mm-hmm. Then you said what you missed. You said, I missed class yesterday because I had a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. Can you fill me in on what I missed to ask?
Good.
And then step three was,
Thank you so much. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And guys, again, can you fill me in on? That's the construction that we taught you earlier in the episode. So write that down if you haven't yet. And in the second role play, just real quick for our listeners, you said, hi, Lindsay, I missed the meeting yesterday, unfortunately. And we could talk in another episode, Michelle, about adding that. That's a good one. That's a good one to think about for our listeners. Can you brief me on what I missed? So can you brief me on, guys? Okay. Mm-hmm. So good.
And then I thanked you.
Thank you. Yeah. Perfect. perfect. And the last one, what did we say here?
The last one, I said, hello, Lindsay, as my introduction. Hello was a little more formal, but I could have said hi. It's fine, too. And then I said, unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there because I had a family emergency. All right, so I stated the excuse in this situation. And then I said, would you mind filling me in on some of what I missed? And then you were very nice, and I thanked you.
Thank you so much. So good. Guys, this is great. What's the takeaway for our listeners to come away from this episode with, Michelle?
Guys, this is very, very useful. You know, there are things that you can do. Like if somebody doesn't offer the information, you can even say things like, were there any notes? Like, did we go over this? Should I check in with this person? We can do tons of follow-ups on this. Sure. There's a lot. But we can't be everywhere at once, as Lindsay said. But the key is to catch up on what we missed in order to succeed and show that we care.
And at the same relevant. Exactly, Michelle. At the same time, maintain those business relationships, right? You get the information, you can be relevant when that topic comes up again at the next meeting the week after, and you still have that tight relationship with your colleague or a respectful relationship. So good. All right, Michelle. Exactly. Remember, guys, go over to allearsenglish.com/app to be able to get your personal power list of these words, right? So you can have them right on your phone. You don't have to scribble them down and write them down and lose the paper.
yeah, exactly. That's awesome. Lindsay, this was so much fun. Have a great day and I'll see you soon.
All right. Talk soon, Michelle. Take care. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.